In 2010, the Tennessee Small Business Administration awarded Need Love's bakery owner, John Sweet, with Tennessee's Small Business Person of the Year Award. John Sweet and his wife, Angela Sweet, started Need Love's as a wholesale bakery focused on selling breads to fine dining establishments in the downtown area. In February of 2003, Need Love's began selling bread through Green Life Grocery, and the 2003 season of the Chattanooga market gave Need Love's an opportunity to sell directly to the public. Then, in early 2004, Need Love's set up a retail counter in the front of the bakery to accommodate walk-in customers. Need Love's bakes Chattanooga's only organic, naturally leavened, whole grain bread. Their signature loaf, the Holy Whole Wheat, is made with entirely whole wheat flour, unlike many of the mass-produced wheat breads that are diluted with white flour. A very hearty and flavorful bread, its slight sweetness comes only from the wheat itself, they say. In receiving the Tennessee Small Business Person of the Year Award, John Sweet said he accepted it as an award for his business, as both his wife, Angela, and the staff at Need Love's, as well as many other small businesses in Chattanooga, have been an integral part in the success of this local business.
I mean, we work with about 30 local restaurants on a regular weekly basis, and many of them we take bread every day. So just the awareness, and I think that the passion and the momentum for local food has really increased. So I hope that we're representing our local food community and our local business community well. And that's been one of the fun things about the award, is that getting to talk to a lot of people about our developing local food and business community.
Sweet says that since April of 2007, when they moved the business to Main Street and opened up the retail side of Need Love's, business has really flourished.
We just, by the nature of our business, are involved in many normal people's everyday lives, and I think that's something that, you know, it just, you can't help but getting enmeshed in the community when you sell good coffee and homemade cinnamon rolls and offer the Wi-Fi and people can check in here before they go to the office and whatnot.
Sweet says that although they get the bulk of their ingredients through distributors, they still support local farmers for things like eggs and wheat.
We do some select ingredients we use from local vendors. For example, our whole wheat muffins, we started using whole wheat from a farm in Georgia that goes to the Main Street Farmers Market. So we're using their whole wheat in our whole wheat muffins. We use eggs from Sequatchie Cove Farm and from River Ridge Farm for the barista eggs and the different retail items you can get with eggs, the breakfast sandwiches on Saturdays. The organic whole wheat flour that we use comes from Heartland Mills, which is a special mill that mills a lot of organic things out in Kansas. But for bread, there's a specific type of wheat. You can't just use any wheat for bread. And that hard wheat that's used to make bread is all grown in the Midwest.
Need Love's Bakery specializes in naturally leavened products. Sweet explains.
So many of our products are leavened only from a sourdough starter. That is, they contain no commercial yeast whatsoever. So the feeding of the starter is something that happens twice a day, every 12 hours, at 5:30 in the morning and at 5:30 at night. So as the scaler finishes up scaling out all of the flour and the salt and the sugar and the nuts and the raisins and the cheddar cheese and the other things that will go into the breads in the morning, after that's completed, then they feed the starter. So the starter will get fed tonight, and then it will sit overnight, and then when the mixer comes in, all the starters will be lined up, and they weigh them out as an ingredient in the bread, so that there's been about 10 or so hours of pre-fermentation that's happened in the starter before it goes into the final dough. And in bread, longer fermentation means more flavor. The shorter and quicker it happens, the less flavor, the less you're relying on sugar or honey or yeast, those types of things for flavor. We really want the true flavor of bread, which only sort of comes out through fermentation, which happens only over time. Microorganisms working on simple and complex sugars to give off acid, alcohol, carbon dioxide, and a little bit of heat in the process. But it's the acid and alcohol from the fermentation of the grain that gives you sort of that true essential bread flavor. So that's really what we're going for, and that's why we do the pre-fermentation, and that's why many of our breads take 18 to 20 hours to make from the time that starter is fed to the time the dough is mixed, to it's shaped, it's reshaped, it's sliced, it's put in the oven, it comes out of the oven.
Sweet said that he had a pretty clear idea by the age of 20 that he wanted to work in the baking business.
I fell in love with bread making at a bakery in Michigan called Zingerman's Bakehouse. So that was, I had an idea that I might like to be a baker, and then I didn't know that I wanted to be a bread maker specifically. And I got a summer job because I really wanted to work in a bakery to try it out. And it happened to be in a bakery where they specialized in handcrafted artisan bread. So that summer I stood at a big wooden workbench just like this, on a concrete floor just like this, for 8 hours a day, and I was a shaper all summer long. So I was taking the loaves, hand shaping loaves of bread for 8 hours a day every day, and I totally fell in love with bread making. And then after I graduated from college, I went to baking school sort of to learn more of the systems, you know, kind of production management types of things, you know, building a system and then how do you modify a system once it's already in place, and the timing of everything and the troubleshooting, and really kind of got in depth with the biology and the chemistry of everything and ingredient functionality and you know, how does flour, where does flour come from, how does it work, what are the different types, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Sweet says that he's really serious about recycling in his business and composting, and I asked him finally where he got the name Needloves.
In the beginning, we made five types of bread, and that was it. And we were making these chewy, crusted, dense, sourdough, you know, naturally leavened types of European breads, where sweet was not the right name to be in the business. So we went looking for a name that sounded more like what we were actually doing. So we came across this name, and we had an idea for our slogan, which is, we love to knead, we need to love. So that, again, kind of coming back to the stewardship of resources and the community building, we love doing the work that we do, and we use that, the work that we do, as a platform to knead love into the community.
To learn more about John Sweet and Needloves, you can go online to Needloves, that's Needloves.com. Or you can visit them at 215 East Main Street in Chattanooga. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.